are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We say goodbye this morning to Margaret Thatcher, first female prime minister of the UK, served from 1979 to 1990. She died, from what I understand, in London today at age 87 of a stroke. Going to quickly review strokes and say goodbyes to, I, she just kind of, when I think of, you know, the Ronald Reagan's years and think of the Margaret Thatcher years and you think of Michael Jackson and does it just seem like the 80s and that whole realm is just dying off? It doesn't make sense why so many icons and so many, images we have of the 80s are just starting to fleetingly disappear from us. But Margaret Thatcher had been kind of hiding out from the public over the last few years. We know she was ailing. From what we understand in the UK, they knew that this was coming soon. But a phenomenal female and politician. It just really irks me when I hear the news media start to criticize her. I guess I was flipping the station and people were talking about how even though she broke the glass ceiling, she didn't help other women to break the glass ceiling, and she was very flirty and she used her feminine wiles, and cut the woman some slack. Let her rest in peace. I guess many liberals weren't too fond of her. She privatized the airline system and many aspects to Britain's economy when they were going broke. And she cut taxes and, kind of did some Reaganomics from what we all understood. And it got Great Britain back on its feet. So for those people that were very, very grateful to her, I'd love to hear more of that. I really would, rather than any criticisms on somebody who has passed. We're also going to be talking about magic mushrooms and why people are high as a kite on the idea that magic mushrooms can help severe depression. They actually can. Problem is we got some red tape to deal with before they could study that. And we have our airline news, the top airlines, okay, what people think of them, and then the worst airlines based on a variety of factors. That's always fun because many of you are thinking about what to, where to travel and who to travel with. Always kind of cool. And then, if we have time, there's a compound in red meat and energy drinks that they believe is the cause of heart disease. Okay, there's a special type of compound, very secret ingredient we'll talk about, and it may not be the red meat. If that's the case, we can maybe get this red meat compound free, and then we could sink our teeth into some juicy red meat like we were all evolved to do. I mean, man, God made man, God also made meat. We were supposed to sink our teeth into it because God also made teeth. So for red meat to cause us to have heart disease, I just still don't buy into that whole why that would happen. But if there's a very secret component and we could extract that secret component, then maybe we could sink our teeth into some red meat again, which I cannot wait. I had some fish yesterday and some chicken. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I need my red meat. But this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, so let's sink our teeth into that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So we aren't sure what type of stroke has taken the life of Margaret Thatcher. The most common stroke is the thromboembolic, the clot forming stroke, as opposed to the hemorrhagic stroke. Some people can get a bleed in their head, and some people can unfortunately throw clots. When you stop blood supply to the part of the brain, it's considered a stroke. Depending on the type of the part of the brain that gets affected will determine how long you can live. Now, what's very scary about strokes are some of your healthier people get them, okay? Just like heart attacks, but when we think of heart attacks, they're like, all right, well, somebody ate poorly and they had a lot of cholesterol food and they ate a lot of red meat like Dr. Dahlia wants to do. All right, that's what happens to them. Okay, we all do it different. Well, no, we don't. Okay, because other things can cause stroke. All right, let's say you have a funny heart rhythm. I've seen this with very slim people. Okay, they'll, let's say, drink some energy drinks, and then their heart will go into atrial fibrillation. We talked about atrial fibrillation, right? You guys are so long overdue for a pop quiz. All right, I'm going to have to give you guys a pop quiz. Atrial fibrillation is where the electrical focus given off from the SA node, rather than doing a nice rhythmic electrical beat, all right, electrical impulse, it starts to go a little bit awry, and the heart starts to give off the electrical charge in very insynchronous times. So the heart muscle doesn't know what the hell to do. Rather than it having the ba-boom, ba-boom type of beat, it's boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo, right? And that's how it sounds. Honestly, if you put a stethoscope, it's a boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yogi Bear. And when the heart doesn't do a good pump and it starts to kind of be boggy like that, blood will settle. If blood settles because it's not getting pumped out and it just is kind of slishing and sloshing around, what happens to it? It starts to coagulate, jellify. And as it coagulates and just kind of starts to solidify, it forms a clot. Finally, the heart maybe throws out a good pump. Now it's pumping out a big jelly-like clot. Okay, now I'm not saying you want to do atrial fibrillation, but that's just one example of how people can get strokes. There's multiple types of different ways where something goes to the brain that isn't the nice thin blood that you know the body is used to. Air embolism, fat, etc., cardiac plaquing. Some of you have with your carotid arteries, and those are the main arteries going up to the brain, they're already lined with cholesterol plaquing, just like your heart. How many of you get your neck ultrasounded? Okay, I don't see any hands raised right now. I don't see any hands raised. I'm looking. All right, which means, you know, everybody's looking at the heart. You know, people are going to get their Viagra, but they're forgetting to look at the neck. Well, if you have these little carotid plaques in the neck, those suckers can break off. And when they break off, where do they go? They go up. And where do they go up? They go up to the brain. So stroke prevention is something we always talk about and you always hear in the news, but we don't dissect it as well as we should because it's kind of frightening. There's a lot more different ways you could get a stroke than a heart attack, even though heart attack is the number one killer. So we're going to dive a little bit more into that, as well as get to the medical news and your medical questions. Call in now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite, Premier Radio Networks, Talk Superstation, and all our affiliates out there. But big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. All right, taking your calls, your questions, and we are now about to take our stroke risk scorecard. I know I told you guys I was going to give you a pop quiz. This is kind of a pop quiz, but instead of it being a pop quiz on things we talked about on the show, just to make sure y'all were listening and learning something, this is going to be a pop quiz to figure out what your stroke risk is. Okay? Has everybody got their pencils out? I know many of you are driving big rigs. You're driving, I don't know, maybe get some, lipstick or, I don't know, some WD-40 and spray it on something as you put the points. All you got to do is put these little check marks. That's all you have to do. It's piece of cake. Okay, everybody ready? Okay, now, to quickly review, risk factors for stroke could be any of the following. Blood pressure, the atrial fibrillation that we just talked about. Remember the boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo, right? That one, good. See, if you're a smoker, cholesterol, diabetes, exercise, and diet, obviously, are linked to stroke risk, and then if there is a family history of stroke. So according to the National Stroke Association, the NSA, right, they couldn't take NRA, that was already taken, so the NSA, National Stroke Association, they could be NRA, I mean, because stroke, see, stroke, there's an R there, it could be NRA, honestly. But, okay, so NSA, National Stroke Association, each box will give you 1 point. You total your score at the bottom of each column and compare with the stroke risk levels on the back of the scorecard. Okay, are you guys ready? Don't worry, I'll help you guys add it up. No, you don't need a calculator. This should be easy. Ready? Okay, so blood pressure. Okay? You would be in the high-risk category for stroke. If your blood pressure, now not high-risk for total, you would get a point in that column. If your blood pressure was higher than 140 over 90, you would be in the middle range. If your blood pressure was between 120 over 80 and 139 over 89, remember we talked about pre-hypertensive? You're already considered pre-hypertensive if your blood pressure is 120 over 80. You would be low risk if your blood pressure was 120 over 80. My blood pressure is about 117 over 78, so I get a little point in the low risk all for me. Okay, atrial fibrillation. Okay, if you do have an irregular heartbeat, if you do have atrial fibrillation, you got to check the box in the high risk. If you don't know, we'll just put you under caution. If you're low, if your heartbeat's pretty regular, it's been checked, you've had an EKG like Dr. Dahlia told you to, low risk. Okay, smoking, this is easy. Are you a smoker? If you're a smoker, you're in the high risk category. If you're trying to quit, good, okay, you're in the caution category. Low risk means you are not a smoker. Never have been. Good job. Okay, cholesterol. Is your cholesterol over 240 or you have no clue? If you have no clue, they're just going to stick in the high risk for now. Okay? I know, that's kind of unfair. You know, waiting for Obamacare to kick in, nope, that doesn't give you any points at all. If your cholesterol is between 200 and 239, that's an issue. Okay? You would be then under the caution, and you would be low risk if your cholesterol is under 200. My cholesterol was, I think, about 178. Okay? I'm not trying to be a goody-two-shoes. Okay, are you a diabetic? If you're a diabetic, you have a check mark in the high-risk category. If you're a borderline diabetic, your parents are diabetic, your blood sugar is about 100, 101, your triglycerides are creeping up, we're going to throw you in the borderline. No diabetes, check mark no. Exercise. Are you a couch potato? We mark you in the high-risk, 1 point for that. Exercise a little bit every now and then in the caution. Regular exercise, low risk. Okay, diet. Okay, this is where I'm screwed. Are you overweight? Okay, high risk. If you're slightly overweight, yeah, my tushy's kind of a little bit too bouncy for my taste. I'll put a point there. And then are you of a healthy weight? And we'll talk about BMIs one day. We talk about BMs all the time. Why not BMIs? Okay, was there a stroke in the family? If there was a stroke in the family, you are at high risk. If you aren't sure if there was a stroke in the family, put not sure, and a big no for stroke, low risk, okay? So if we go to the back of the scorecard, okay, if you had more than 3 points in the high risk, you are high risk, okay? That's not good. Wow, if you had more than three, yeah, you guys, you're pretty screwed. Okay, they say ask for stroke prevention right away. If you have about 4 to 6 points in the caution, they say it's a good start. If you're just acing the low risk, you're doing very well at controlling stroke risk. So, of course I am. I listen to the Dr. Dahlia show every chance I get. Absolutely. Okay, so, all right, when you have a stroke, okay, or you think you're having a stroke or you don't know, okay, or you have a family member, you aren't sure, they've come up with this mnemonic called FAST. F-A-S-T. Now, even though I work with Finding Autistic Solutions for Tomorrow, we're talking about different FAST. And National Stroke Association says, all right, you act fast and you call 911 immediately. FACE. Okay, the F in FAST. I know a lot of you think the F stands for other things, like something you say when you think someone's having a stroke. No. The F is FACE. Ask the person to smile. Does one side of the face droop? That could be a stroke. Okay, very hard to ask somebody to smile, but you could ask them to grimace. Okay, go, you know what, give me a facial expression when you think your mother-in-law is coming into town. And if they can't do it equally on both sides, that could be a stroke. A for arms. Ask the person to raise both arms. Does one arm drift downward? That could be the sign of a stroke. This is very helpful. S, as in fast speech. Ask the person to repeat a single phrase. Is their speech slurred, or is it strange? Or do they have a lisp like Dr. Dahlia does? That's scary. And then T, time. If you observe any of these signs, don't dink around. Call 911 immediately. Because if you are having a bleeding stroke, we need to get in there right away. If you're having a thrombotic stroke, we need to stop the clot right away. So how do you prevent getting a stroke? Okay, 80% of strokes can be prevented. That is what is so phenomenal. Okay, you could prevent stroke, but you need to be on top of things and you need to work with your medical provider, not just stop by a Walgreens take care clinic. Again, I'm sorry, I'm not done with this whole Walgreens thing, taking on diabetes and all that. Again, I love Walgreens. They're a great pharmacy, phenomenal place for me to go and get a Hallmark card and some tampons. But taking on diabetes, taking on hypertension, no. I'm a little nervous about that. If they can't identify you being an atrial fibrillation, they have no business taking on chronic diseases. They better start getting EKGs. They better start having they better turn themselves into a medical clinic. That's what they need to do. Okay, but we'll move on from there. I'm going to be I didn't stop complaining about Obamacare. I'm not going to be stopping complaining about this whole Walgreens thing. So anyway, know your blood pressure. A lot of you guys, you don't want to know. Okay, the sticking your head in your sand or sticking your head up your sigmoid, I understand, is something we all like to do. I do. When it comes to bills at the end of the month, I just don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. So I get that, guys. I really, really do. I get that. But when it comes to stroke, I mean, this is some scary stuff. We have healthy people come down with strokes. And one of the reasons why is their blood pressure spikes. They could have no cholesterol, no diabetes, were never a smoker, be a good weight, but all of a sudden as they age, they spike. Whenever I have 80-year-old patients, the first thing I think about isn't so much heart attack, but stroke. Especially if their cholesterol is fine and their diabetes is fine. If the heart doctor says their heart looked pretty good on the last exam, I am probably the most worried about stroke because it could happen with this flash of a blood pressure spike. Know your blood pressure. Don't just take your blood pressure half-assed like once every couple months. I want you to take it in the morning, in the afternoon, and at dinner. If you have some alcohol, take it after alcohol. If you have a fight with your wife, take it then. Okay, we want to see your blood pressure at its worst. See, people will say, Dahlia, don't check my blood pressure. I had some alcohol last night. Don't take it. It'll be high. No, that's exactly when I want to take it. I want to see you at your worst. And if your worst isn't that bad, I could then breathe easily. Atrial fibrillation will increase your risk of stroke by 500%. Atrial fibrillation causes that pooling of jellying of the blood, the coagulation of the blood. A lot of times you have no idea you're in atrial fibrillation. Sometimes you could be a little short of breath. Sometimes you could feel a little bit of a palpitation. Have your doctor do the EKG. I know there was a guideline that was issued and a recommendation by, I believe, gosh, it was a, I'm trying to think of the council that came from, sorry, it was at the tip of my tongue, saying no need to do an EKG on patients who are healthy. Well, how the hell do you know if you're healthy? Get that EKG. It's not that expensive. If you smoke, you got to stop smoking. Smoking doubles the risk of stroke. No need to do it. You already look cool. I know if you're addicted to nicotine, got to go to your medical provider to see if we could get you off nicotine. But stop smoking. Alcohol is a biggie. Alcohol has been linked to stroke. Most doctors recommend to not drink or drink only in moderation, no more than 2 drinks a day. Know what your cholesterol levels are. Make sure you don't have diabetes. Manage your exercise and diet. And if you think you had something called a mini stroke, okay, if you think you've had a mini stroke, get it evaluated immediately because that could be a precursor to a major stroke. And if you're anemic, get that checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be talking about Adam Lanza news, chocolate, and what's in our meat. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Strike it anytime. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available.
and the taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys already find me on Twitter and Facebook. Some of you guys have businesses you want to promote. I always follow you back and try liking you back because I know how important it is to have those Twitter followers and Facebook followers. Remember the 80s? You know, you had to have as many like feathers in your hair. You know what I used to collect in the 80s? Those Chiquita Banana stickers. Remember? I am a Chiquita Banana. Remember that there were these little Chiquita Banana stickers and some of them would have like a funny grape or a funny banana? Yeah, so I would collect those on my, I don't know, it was something that me and my friends did because we had nothing better to do. And it was my little Chiquita Banana thing. So I get it. I get this whole collection thing, bottle cap collection like Ernie and Bert used to do. Tim from Houston writes, Doctor, love your show, but are you really a doctor? Oh, I is. You sound too cool to be a doctor. Yeah, I'm a doctor. Yeah, I did. Oh, no, I did. I went to medical school and everything. You know what I think what it is? Maybe I'm overcompensating. And thank you for thinking I'm really not that cool. That's what's so nice about being in radio. You have no idea what I'm wearing. You have no idea if there's any food in my teeth. I could sound like the coolest cat right behind the scene. I could be like a Wolfman Jack. Yeah. But, actually I was one of those, I wasn't nerdy, but I was a class clown. I went to 12 different schools and I just would always tell myself, okay, sit quiet. Okay. You're never going to be on the cheerleading squad if you make stupid jokes. But I found I really liked making people laugh, but I got away with it, and I got away with doing a lot of, shenanigans in class because I was just one of those students that would just ace everything. I loved homework. I did it at lightning speed, and, you know, the teachers thought I was some super student. I wasn't a genius, no way, but I could just take tests. And I could just ace things. And so I was able to get away with a lot. In fact, one of my book reports, I guess we were supposed to read a book. It could have been a John Steinbeck book or something. Well, I decided to read Gone with the Wind. You know, Gone with the Wind was huge. But rather than stand up there and do a book report, I did a puppet show. So I read the book. But because I read the book, I knew I had some leeway. So my leeway was a puppet show. And I ended up doing a puppet show. I don't know why. Dork. Yeah, I would probably use that word to describe me. Dork. But if you guys want to use the word cool, I'm pretty cool. I was dorky in school. But I went to UNLV for undergrad. After I went to 12 different schools, graduated high school in Las Vegas, Nevada, went to undergrad at UNLV. Go Rebels! Then I went up to Reno for medical school. My last year of medical school, I was able to go to UCLA. Did my last year at UCLA. Came back to Reno to graduate with my friends. And then I came down to Las Vegas, Nevada to do a 3-year residency in family medicine. I then became chief resident. Right? Yeah, chief. Mm-hmm. So proud of myself. And I was co-chief with another doctor, and we ran that place to the ground. I think we did things pretty well. And then I started a practice in Vegas, and I'm a medical doctor, MD, and that's who I is. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for asking. You know what? You're allowed to ask. You know, I mean, here I am. I'm giving you medical advice. You're quoting me at the water cooler. You need to know where my credentials are. I don't want to go into all the awards I've won. You know, some of them include, you know, Mile High Award, and I don't know if that's something worth quoting. Speaking of Mile High Club, Virgin America has performed the best out of 14 U.S. airlines, Virgin America. I've never been on Virgin America, but some of you guys that travel to London a lot and Great Britain, you guys say to take Virgin America. Huh. I thought, you know, just by the name Virgin America, they wouldn't even let me come 5 feet close to the, because I obviously wouldn't qualify. But anyway, okay. The report is based on government data on-time arrivals, mishandled bags, consumer complaints, and passengers with tickets who were denied seats to overbookings. Oh, that's what really ticks me off. You buy a ticket, you're ready to go, you take off work, you have a conference to go to, everything is all nice and tight with your schedule, and you don't have a seat because they oversold. That stinks. Now, you know, they could get really good, you get really good deals. A lot of times you get a free ticket back, and they give you a few $100. I mean, that's not too bad. So, you know, maybe what you should do is always kind of plan ahead for that, because you can make some pretty decent money if you fly a lot. So the number one airline that was ranked highest was Virgin America. Number two was JetBlue. I like JetBlue because you have satellite on JetBlue and you can listen to my show. So I'm able to listen to my show on JetBlue, which I listen to my own show. It always sounds good when you're 30,000 feet in the air. I'm like, oh, damn, this is some good entertainment. I'm looking around going, wow, are you guys listening to XM Channel 166? There's this really good doctor. She sounds sexy. Oh, okay, I'll put it on. Who is it? Dahlia? No, Dr. Dahlia. Get it right. But, oh, it sounds good. You know, so I get everybody to listen. AirTran, number 3. Delta comes in, number 4. Hawaiian Airlines, number 5. I think the reason why people like Hawaiian is I think they feed you. You know, Mexican Airlines, I took Mexico once, Mexican Airlines to Mexico, they fed you. I'm not used to an airline feeding you. That was cool. But anyway, I don't think they made the list. Hawaiian Airlines came in number five. Hawaiian Airlines, I think, I haven't been to Hawaii for a long time, but I think you get to rent one of those movie things where you handhold one of those movie things and then it shuts the kids up and you guys get to watch movies. Yeah. Alaska Airlines, number six. Frontier Airlines, number seven. Southwest Airlines, number eight. I'm surprised Southwest comes in that low because they do first bag free. So you would think, yeah. U.S. Airways, number nine. American Airlines. We're American Airlines. Something special. Okay, anyway. American Eagle, number 11. SkyWest, number 12. ExpressJet. And then United, number 14. United. United. We had a problem with United. The flight attendants were really rude. Last time we flew on United, they were mean, rude. I thought they're supposed to smile, be nice. The men are supposed to flirt with you. They were very, very rude. But, you know, I'm surprised any of the airlines did well. Airline complaints, they say, have shot up at least 20% because of all the cramping. You know, I told you in Delta, I think they're going to shorten the bathroom, diminish the bathroom size to make room for four more seats. How the hell is that architecturally going to happen? But they say airline complaints surged 20% last year as grumpy airline passengers complained about being squeezed into smaller seats. Flights are becoming even more packed. This was an independent review of airlines by researchers at Wichita State and Purdue. Virgin America had the happiest flighters for on-time rate. Well, you know what they're doing with this whole on-time thing? What I notice is I book a flight, and it says it's like a six-hour flight to New York City. Now, I live in Vegas. It's not 6 hours to get to New York City. It's about 4 hours and a 10-minute flight. But if they say you're going to arrive 6 hours later, and you end up arriving 5 hours later, even though you had a 50-minute delay, you are happy because you arrived sooner. So that's one trick I'm noticing some of these airlines are doing, where they say your landing time is much later than you would think. You're like, you know, because I tell my husband, I'm like, all right, so it's going to be about, you know, a 5 hour, 45 minute flight. He's like, to where? I go to JFK. He's like, no, it's not. I go, it says we're not going to land till 3 the next day. Like, what? And then it turns out you end up landing at 1:30 and you're like, oh my gosh, this airline is so good. You know, it's an issue. My problem is this idea that they want to charge for overweight people because it takes on more fuel. You know, you pay $500 for the ticket and then you have to drop another $9 while you're on the plane for a nasty sandwich. I think it's ridiculous. It really is. And I don't like the idea of being cramped. Another issue we're starting to see is people are falling asleep. And when nobody's looking, the guy or girl next to you starts to fondle you in your sleep. There's sexual assault happening on these things. All right, don't go away. Let's talk about the secret compound in meat and what we need to be careful of. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3680. 3254. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, when you guys are fiddling around on Twitter and Facebook later, find the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook and Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Remember, the H is at the end. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. We get a lot of emails from you. Don't forget to put, though, your return email. We have an area on our website at drdahlia.com for you to ask medical questions. We could read them on air, or you could get a private answer back. Again, make sure you still run it by your medical provider. I don't know you, so I still can't be your doctor by email, but at least I can give you some, you know, medical information. Don't be asking me for any Lortab prescriptions. That is not allowed. But no Vicodin coming from that website. Sorry, guys. But don't forget to put your email. If you fill it out and hit send, and I email, the return will just be the website server. Don't forget to put your email so you can get an answer back. If not, I'll just read it on air and you're going to have to listen to the show. I know. For our insomniacs, it's great. Okay, there, you get a twofer. Also, when you do go to the website, we have a guest book. Sign into the guest book. It's always nice to see who's listening and where you guys are listening from. Okay? I know many of you think it's my mom all the time. No, my mom works. She doesn't get a chance to listen to the show all the time. So it's nice to prove to people that the only people listening to my show is not my mom, right, and my brothers. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know Don listens. Don does listen. You know, whether he likes it or not is a whole other story. But we got Don working the dials. He's so dear to us. Us D-named people got to stick together. D's with the double D's today. Okay, so carnitine in meat, carnitine, chemical, is probably the reason why red meat is linked to heart disease. More than fat and more than just the red meat. Researchers from the Cleveland Clinic have discovered that it's not the saturated fats or cholesterol from fatty steak that triggers our heart problems, but it's this chemical process involving gut bacteria and this compound in meat called carnitine. They say carnitine metabolism by the gut bacteria suggests a new way to help explain why a diet rich in red meat promotes arteriosclerosis. Good. Okay, good. Then get that carnitine out of the meat so we can eat our meat again. Study author Dr. Stanley Hazen, section head of preventative cardiology and rehabilitation in the Miller Family Heart and Vascular Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. Whew. Boy, that's a lot of, I guess the acronym would be MFHVASSA. Arteriosclerosis after his name. And I always wonder how these guys can do their business cards. My business cards are kind of blank. I used to try to put all the affiliates on the business card, but people didn't understand if that was, you know, does that mean I'm a surgeon? Does that mean, you know, and I'm like, no, those are radio affiliates. So basically it just has my MD and my CIME, my Certified Independent Medical Examiner, and that's just how it is. Anyway, okay, so basically, Hazen and his team were looking to build on previous researchers linking frequent red meat consumption to increased rates of heart disease. See, it's funny, when I cook the meat, it's kind of blackish. I know they call it red meat. I would love to one day eat it red, but you can't. It's raw. Several of the other studies suggested that the fat composition of meat alone was the biggest aspect, or if it was the salt content, genetic risk factors, or something about the cooking. Now, remember we talked about the cooking of meat? Like, let's say you cook it out on a barbecue, and sometimes you could get carcinogens from the barbecue charring. That was some scary stuff. And you want to know what? We're going to get more news on that right before Memorial Day. I know. You know, now as the weather's starting to get nice and we're about to go into the barbecue season, I'm going to be hitting you guys with a big nasty study on barbecuing your meat and cancer. I hate that. I hate those studies, but we got to do it. All right. Anyway, so according to researchers, an earlier study found that a compound called trimethylamine N-oxide, or TMAO, may promote the growth of artery-clogging plaques. Now, TMAO is formed, it's like a song, right? TMAO is formed when bacteria, sorry, I'll stop singing. Is formed when bacteria, this is so boring, I gotta figure out how to get y'all through this story. TMAO is formed when bacteria from my digestive tract breaks down a compound found in meat known as carnitine. Diets high in meat promote the growth of gut bacteria that breaks down carnitine, therefore more TMAO, which in turn leads to arteriosclerosis. OMG, we have TMAO, don't LMAO or RLFOL, because this stinks. All right, the study authors set out to learn more about this process by comparing carnitine and TMAO levels found among meat eaters, vegans, and vegetarians. The vegans and the vegetarians, of course, are the healthiest, had significantly lower baseline levels of TMAO than other meat-eating omnivore. I am an I'm not an omnivore. I'm a carnivore. Vegetarians and vegans given carnitine did not show major increases in TMAO. So for those of you taking carnitine, why would some of you guys take carnitine? Well, first of all, what is carnitine? Okay, well, here we go. Carnitine is a quaternary ammonium compound biosynthesized from the amino acids lysine and methionine. Good. Enough said. Okay. So, some of you guys think it helps kidney disease. It helps male infertility. You're using carnitine as a weight loss supplement, although there hasn't been a lot of studies. Sometimes we use carnitine if you overdose on your valproic acid or your Depakote. Some people have said it helps them with their asthma or their hyperthyroid. But you have some pretty big levels of carnitine in your steak, ground beef. You have three times more than pork or bacon. Your codfish has just a little bit. Your chicken breast less. So let's say beef steak has, let's say, 95 milligrams per 100 grams. In codfish, only 5.6. Okay, so about 90 milligrams less. Whole milk, 3.3. Cottage cheese, 1.1. I don't know why anybody would want to eat cottage cheese. Asparagus, 0.195, as opposed to beefsteak, 95. Orange juice has 0.0019 milligrams per 100 milliliters. So I don't think you guys have to worry about that. But some people are like, well, you need your meat because you need your carnitine. All right, they also say carnitine is an energy drink. Not too sure what it's doing there. So, you know, to me, that would be pretty cool, because if you could come up with a carnitine-free meat and they find that that doesn't promote heart disease, that's pretty good for us meat eaters. Now, some of you like mushrooms, okay, but you don't like eating the mushrooms. You like dropping them. Magic mushroom psychedelic ingredient, they say, could help treat people with severe depression. We know that. Okay, we've known that. They have been looking at these drugs, these psychedelic drugs, to help treat depression. Now, some of you would be like, well, why the hell would they do that? Well, when you have somebody who is a severely depressed patient and they want to kill themselves, and you are in a hospital, if you've ever worked in a psychiatric ward, it's very frightening because you just have no idea. You know, regular medicine sometimes can take 2 days long. So what many people have done with these severely depressed patients is sedate them. So they would be too tired to kill themselves. Okay, hopefully they sleep it off. Well, they found that the psilocybin, which is the psychedelic ingredient in magic mushrooms, can turn down parts of the brain that are overactive and severely depressive patients, and it stops patients dwelling on themselves. So let's say you have a radio show and the ratings haven't been that good and you will dwell on it and dwell on it. They could possibly give you the chemical that causes the psychedelic reaction in these mushrooms to get you from stopping to think it. Okay? Whereas most of us would just try to get the ratings up. All right, guys, we got more on this coming up next and more Adam Lanza news. All right, why could he have possibly done the killing coming up? 1-877 Doc Dolly.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.